Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canvr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Coming up, it's opening day for the Orange and Black in Phoenix at Chase Field against the Diamondbacks. We've got some special guests for you. First, let's hear from our sponsors. The next time you're on your way to a Giants game, stop by Town's End Restaurant and Bakery for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., or for brunch on the weekend from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Celebrating their 26th year, family-run and cozy, Town's End Restaurant and Bakery captures the spirit of San Francisco with homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. They're serving cage-free Petaluma eggs and have been organic since well before organic became mainstream. Consistent quality, 4-star Google reviews, and great service from loyal employees that have been there for over 20 years. Town's End Restaurant and Bakery, a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park, right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right, Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at 188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down-to-earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm. Our regular guest this season is Giants reliever George Contos. Here's what he has to say about our favorite golf course in San Francisco, TPC Harding Park.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
On Sunday, before the Giants opened the season at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, I had a chance to go into the clubhouse and talk to a couple of players who were on the spring training invite list that made the Major League roster, Aaron Hill and Chris Marrero. I also chatted with Amy Gutierrez from NBC Sports Bay Area. First, let's hear from Aaron Hill. Aaron, first of all, congratulations on making this team. Tell us, going through spring training, how you felt about the whole process and what is it like to be a Giant?
That, for myself and my family and I, are growing up watching the Giants, it's pretty neat, you know. So you never think when you're little you go up to be able to put the uniform on, you're watching on TV, but it's pretty special. Spring training, I know everyone here is excited that it's over, ready to get going in the season and see what this team can do.
How did you approach it? How much different was it than years where you had a job already? I mean, this time you come in with a minor league contract and you are able to make the team.
You know, it definitely, it's human nature to put a little pressure on yourself. And there was times in spring I felt that, but you just got to recognize that. And those are the times you take a step back and, you know, hey, I can't force hits. I can't, this and that. You got to take a deep breath, relax, and that comes with communicating. I mean, sometimes you don't realize how much stress you put on yourself, but that's why you talk baseball. You talk about the game and use these guys, and it was a point where it helped to just, relax and start enjoying it like I always do. And it was so much fun being a part of this in spring and very blessed to be, put on the jersey in the season.
How much does it help to have the versatility to play around the infield, even go out into the outfield? Because, that's what it seemed like the Giants really need from a guy who comes off the bench.
That was fun. I mean, for me, it's a challenge. It's a new experience, and I think, any avenue of life. You treat every experience, you know, any situation as a learning experience, you know. So for me, it's do as much as I can to learn as much as I can of the position and view as a challenge, because I've always loved the challenge, and it was fun being out there.
How about the role, too? I mean, to have guys like Crawford and Panic be the starters. They're younger than you, so, you know, how do you look at it? Because you can still give out information, you know, from your experiences in the game.
Well, it just comes with communication. I mean, I think everybody enjoys talking about the game and talking about their at-bats or certain situations or whatever it is. And whether you're young, old, whatever it is, I mean, you can always learn from anybody. So, you know, this team has done a good job from what I've seen of just talking situations and sharing information. So I think that's a good reason why they've been successful in the past, is they are very honest. They keep each other in check and share the information that they've had over the years.
What kind of special feeling will you have when you're out there at this ballpark, because you spent some years here with Arizona?
A lot of great relationships here in Arizona. You know, my family and I live here, and just the people have been nothing but great. All the people that work in the staff and the clubhouse over there, the fans have been amazing. So obviously it's different coming in another uniform, but it's baseball, and I can't wait to see the people that we've developed relationship over the past. And game time comes, you know, it's between the lines, and that's part of the game.
And before I let you go, how do you prepare for being a pinch hitter? I mean, just looking at those relief pitchers, do you look at a lot of video of relievers? Do things change as far as your prep, knowing that you could come off the bench at any time in a game?
Yeah, early in the season, I mean, throughout the season, you get more and more information on pitchers and how they're throwing and whatnot. But early in the season, you know, you can pull up some spring training videos. But it's always different on opening day. Everyone's a little jacked up, you know, ready to go. But you just try to keep it simple. I mean, you're lucky to have a cage down there and kind of run around, get loose. And if called upon, you know, you do your best in the situation.
Any great opening day memory for you, even going back to Little League?
Just being a part of opening day is pretty cool. Honestly, it really is, man. You get the flyovers or whatever is festivities or, you know, come from it. And just being able to put on a big league uniform, I try to tell people all the time, man, we're all very blessed, so don't ever take it for granted.
All right, Aaron. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and good luck.
All right, thank you very much.
That's new Giants infielder Aaron Hill. I also had a chance to talk to Chris Marrero, who made the team as an outfielder first baseman. He'll be in a platoon with Jarrett Parker out in left field. Here's a conversation I had with Chris Marrero.
Chris, first of all, congratulations on making the San Francisco Giants opening day roster. I know you worked really hard to get here, so what was your reaction when you were told that you made the team?
Oh, I was excited, man, happy. I'm just honored to be here, part of this organization. So just want to enjoy my time and do whatever it is I can do to help this team win, because this team is a great team and I've got a lot of expectations.
When you went into spring training, what was your goal? I mean, obviously to make the team, but how did you want to impress them, and did you feel like you accomplished everything you wanted to?
I think so. You know, they were looking for a bat, so I just had to give them something to, you know, give me a good look. You know, like I they wanted to see some hitting. I gave them good at-bats. All I could do was just give them great at-bats, put the ball in play, put some hard contact, and just let it all happen, you know. And things, I worked really hard to get into this year and just see everything just starting to pay off, you know.
And hitting for power is what they were looking for. You did that in spring training. And what do you think helped you hit for power in spring training? And is that something that has developed, do you think, in your career? Or you're looking for certain pitches? What can you explain there?
I think it's just getting your body in the right position is the big thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it also, I mean, if you get in the right counts too, right?
Yeah, pitch selection, body in the right position, and just looking for a good pitch to hit, like you said. You're not going to hit a pitcher's pitch if it's not the one you're looking to hit, but if he gives you something good to hit, you just got to do some damage.
How does it affect you that you're in a platoon situation and you're going to hit against a lot of left-handers? I mean, is that an advantage because you are going to see, you know, more of the at-bats against lefties that you can really mash? You know, how do you look at that situation?
I don't really know. I don't really know what way to look at it. You know, I'm here to play. When it's my turn to play, man, I'm going to be ready, whether it's a righty or lefty.
What have you noticed about this team? You mentioned the organization. Just going through a whole spring training with them, what makes the organization special?
Just the people and the preparation for every single day is amazing here. It's just, I didn't know, you know, this is what it takes to be a world championship team. But just from the food to the stretching to the preparation for a game, and just everybody on this team is a great person. And they just want to win. You could feel it.
What does opening day mean to you? I mean, just going back to even when you were in Little League, you know, I think everybody has that memory. You just get so excited about the first game of the season.
It's going to be special, man. The opening day, you know, past the years I've been sent down to the minor leagues, so it's been tough. And you get home and you see how big opening day is for the big leagues, and being able to be part of that with the Giants and being able to celebrate that, it's awesome, man. I'm lucky, I'm blessed, and I'm just want to enjoy my time.
Almost seems like you have a couple of opening days because you're on the road for the first one, the real opening day, but then there's the home opener and that whole feeling of playing in San Francisco. And I know you've been there for the Bay Bridge series, but, you know, just being a Giant at AT&T Park, knowing the atmosphere, what are your thoughts about it?
It's going to be incredible. You know, just the Bay series was amazing. I can't wait to just get started there. Those fans are incredible. Stadium's amazing. It's beautiful.
What do you think you learned from some of the other veteran guys? They, you know, they have some guys that have been around. You know, Denard Spann right next to you in the outfield, Hunter Pence, you know, and being an outfielder, you know, learning how to play left field at AT&T Park with the wind and everything. I mean, is that something that throughout the season you think you'll be gleaning a lot of information?
Yeah, you know, Spann's a great center fielder, so I'm sure he's going to help me out there every single day, you know, positioning and all that. And just from everybody, you just see how everyone prepares for every game. Everyone has a routine to get themselves ready, and that's what you got to do. You stick to your routine, be consistent with it, and just get ready for every game 100%.
One thing that you did well in spring training, too, is you hit in the clutch. You had some game-winning home runs. How much do you enjoy those situations?
I enjoy it, man. You know, my time was to play at that time, so I was ready, and I try to overthink it, but I was feeling confident in spring training, so just want to keep that same feeling as the season goes on, have fun, take my good at-bats, do what I got to do on defense and everything, so just do what I can do, you know, just be confident, have fun.
You said something to me at spring training that made me really think, because a lot of us think, oh, these games are meaningless. It's spring training. They don't count in the standings. But you looked at me and you said, you know, these games matter because, you know, you're trying to make the team and you're playing to win. So is that something that everybody can kind of, you know, take? Because if it's not given to you and you don't know for sure you're on a roster, you got to play hard.
Yeah, if I wouldn't have done what I did in spring training, I wouldn't be here right now talking to you. So for me, step one is get in there, spring training, show what you can do, hopefully make the team. And step two is just ride it all out to the season, man. Keep it going. You know, it's a long journey to get here. It's not easy. It's a grind every single day. And just to be here and to be part of this team, man, I'm excited.
And before we let you go, looking at the rotation, Madison Bumgarner starts opening day. You got Johnny Cueto. I mean, this is a pretty full rotation. What were your thoughts just watching the way they went through their business in spring training?
These guys, man, they're the best for a reason. You know, Cueto, Bumgarner's a beast. Everybody here. It's not just them. Every single pitcher in here, from the starters to the relief to the players here, everyone is great ball player, man. You could realize why this team has won so many championships.
All right, Chris, hey, congratulations again. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's new Giants outfielder first baseman Chris Marrero. Coming up, we'll hear from Amy G right after this. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com. or on Facebook, the sportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Just before the Giants opener at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, I was in the dugout and had a chance to talk to Amy Gutierrez from NBC Sports Bay Area. Here was that conversation. Amy, opening day in Arizona. Everybody seems so excited. You got some players on this team that made the team out of spring training that, you know, people didn't know. Aaron Hill making the team, Chris Marrero. I mean, pretty exciting for those guys, but everybody seems to be pretty pumped up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is just one of the most exciting days of the year, next to Christmas for me, and certainly for the players. It's like Christmas, and it's just fun to watch these storylines develop in spring training, and then who makes the roster, and then watch how they do and how they're able to contribute. And one of my favorite parts is getting to watch somebody like a Ty Block or a Derek Law or Chris Marrero. Unbelievably, this is his first opening day, and watch their face and how they react to everything that they're about to take in.
How about the construction of the bullpen now? There's only one lefty in there for one thing, but when you look at the way last year ended, it was just so devastating. And to go and get Mark Melancon, it just seems to have lifted everybody's spirits.
Yeah. Well, if you spend 2 seconds with Mark Melancon, you realize that they got a really good ad in him. He's just a very composed, very nice, gentle giant, literally and figuratively. I mean, when he gets on the mound, he kind of turns into a beast. But off the field, before the game, after the game, he's just been such a good addition. Everybody kind of feels that vibe coming off of him, and they feel that there's a role now for them in the bullpen with him as the closer, which was the most important thing that they needed. They needed structure in the bullpen, and Melancon sets the structure.
How about his fitness, too? And I'm not saying other guys come in out of shape, but he is so fit. He really takes care of his body, worries about what he eats, all that kind of stuff that I guess other players can even, you know, learn from, right?
Well, I think that's just a huge part of the game today. I spent a lot of time with Dwayne Kuiper and Mike Kruko, and they always joke about how they came into camp and how they left camp, and it's a little bit different now. And fitness and health and what you eat is just a huge aspect of the game, and I think it's really important because it sends a great message to all the kids that are watching. You know, eat your veggies and make sure you have the correct fruits, and it helps. And it helps your performance, and it helps your sustainability, and Melancon's a great example of that.
You know, the Giants have been really great about when they have a player who's sort of an iconic figure, they give him every last chance. And with Matt Cain, I mean, he was struggling there at spring training, picked it up at the end. He's the number 5 starter. But how do you look at the way they handle a guy like Cain and, you know, even going forward?
Well, I think you're right. I think the Giants have a wonderful relationship with their players, and especially players who have had an impact. And Matt, of course, is one of those. I don't think it was a surprise at all that he was given the 5th starter spot, knowing how the Giants handle their long time Giants, and he's the most tenured Giant in the clubhouse. I think, though, that he still has to prove something to them. He's talked about it very openly, that he knows Ty Block is kind of on his heels, and that could very well be the exact motivation that he needs. The other things, though, like his body and what his body's going to do and how it has kind of let him down over the last few seasons, there's not a whole lot you can do about that. So I think Matt seems to be very reserved in a place where he's like, I'm going to do what I can do, and I'm okay with whatever that outcome is going to be. I had a chance to chat with him a little bit before earlier today in the clubhouse, and he seems very at peace with where he is in his career, and no matter what that outcome is going to be, he'll be pleased with it because he knows he gave it his best.
That's Andy Gutierrez from NBC Sports Bay Area. I want to thank her along with Aaron Hill and Chris Marrero for being our guests from Chase Field. More interviews from Phoenix on Wednesday. We'll hear from Jose Alguacil, first base coach, and George Contos for Contos in the Pen, our regular feature here on thesportsvirus.com. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on knbr.com.